Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The other day, while I was shaving in the shower, I wondered, what's the environmental impact of keeping my legs hair-free? To find out, we had Malia Honda and Iman Kanbai from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Hello. So, should I be worried about the environmental impact of shaving?
To answer this question, we decided to talk with a few friends about their shaving habits.
My name is Emily Song.
My name's Alex Love.
Emily and Alex both use disposable razors on a regular basis. And we should say, they both shave more than your average person because they're swimmers.
We constantly, our bodies are constantly being viewed, so we have to kind of maintain that way more than I think the normal person would have to.
That said, they both use around one razor a month, which adds up to around 12 a year.
Is that bad?
Well, 12 razors won't even fill a small trash bag. Think of all of the other things we throw away every day. It's really not that big of a deal.
Okay, so I can shave my legs guilt-free.
Not exactly. It turns out, razors are the least of your worries when it comes to shaving.
What else would I need to consider? Shaving cream? Soap?
Think about how long it takes you to shave in the shower. Is the water on?
Yes.
And is it warm?
Of course.
That's what most people do when they're shaving. At least, that's true of our friends Emily and Alex.
When I take a typical shower, I'm always under the hot water, except for when I'm shaving, I always just turn the shower head to the side so it doesn't hit me.
I definitely use a lot more water when I'm shaving than if I don't. A substantial amount more.
Emily says her shower when she shaves is twice as long as one without shaving, while Alex's is up to three times as long.
So the difference between their normal showers and showers where they shave means that they're using 2 to 3 times as much hot water.
And, as Alex said, a lot of that water is going straight down the drain, not even being used to rinse off.
That's a lot of wasted water.
Okay, but we use water for all sorts of things. Does that really make a huge difference?
It's actually less about the water than it is about the energy it takes to heat that water.
Which, in the US, is most commonly stored in natural gas hot water heaters.
But is there a problem with that?
Well, water heaters use up a lot of the energy it takes to power our homes. In the US, about 1/5 of home energy is used for our hot water heaters.
Does that mean I should switch my water heater because of my shaving habits? Or are there other things I could do to reduce the greenhouse gases that come from heating my water?
Well, we've talked a lot about heat pumps on this show, and there are heat pump hot water heaters that are all electric and hyper efficient. But until you're ready for your next hot water heater, cut down on the amount of hot water you use.
Because the climate impact of your shaving comes way more from the water you heat than any sort of plastic waste you may associate with shaving, consider changing up some of your shaving habits by turning the water down or completely off when you're shaving.
Or just think about taking shorter showers in general.
Great. Thanks, Malia and Iman. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.